Popping a kernel of wheat in your mouth for a quick chew to test quality is almost instinctive, whether you are a Kansas farmer or a leader of a major East African conglomerate. Exploring a shared emphasis on wheat quality, as well as exploring the U.S. grain production, handling, and marketing systems, was the goal of a Tanzanian trade delegation that traveled to Kansas earlier this week. The team was organized by U.S. Wheat Associates with support from Kansas Wheat. Team members included two members of the Bakresa Group, a diversified, family-owned and operated business in East Africa that operates in agro-processing, food and beverages, packaging, logistics, media, marine transport, and more. Bakresa is the largest grain milling company in East Africa, with operations in 9 countries, including Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Malawi, Mozambique, Zambia, Rwanda, Burundi, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. After starting their mission in South Dakota, the team traveled to Kansas and visited the USDA Federal Grain Inspection Service, the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, and the IGP Institute. They also met with grain suppliers, handlers, and exporters. The team aimed to gather firsthand information on U.S. wheat production and to gain a deeper understanding of the U.S. grain marketing system. East Africa relies on imports of wheat to produce a wide range of daily bread products, from traditional mandazi, a fried bread eaten for breakfast, to newly introduced products like instant noodles. Russia has historically supplied more than 50% of imports. However, companies like Bakresa are exploring ways to diversify their suppliers. The team went to Justin Knopf's machine shop near Gypsum to discuss everything from tractors to the dynamics of working in a family-owned business. For Knopf, a fifth-generation farmer who works alongside his father and brother, connecting with customers not too far removed from himself in the grain supply chain gave him goosebumps. Of course, the Bakresa team members eagerly reached into the bucket of U.S. hard red winter wheat Knopf had ready, even chewing a kernel or two, and noting the wheat's premium quality. That positive impression carried through to an immediate sale. At the end of their visit to Kansas, Bakresa purchased 5,000 metric tons, nearly 184,000 bushels of U.S. hard red winter wheat for use in their Durban, South African mill. From Kansas, the team will continue to visit export facilities in Houston before attending an international baking exposition in Nevada. The Bakresa leaders will return home having gained valuable insights into U.S. wheat quality, production, and marketing systems, which will foster new connections and future business partnerships. For farmers like Knopf, missions like this one underscore the importance of considering the needs of international customers when making decisions on his farm. Learn more about U.S. Wheat's work to support international trade at uswheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.